good morning. Playhouse Y94, the number one hit music station, home of the uncanceled summer with Y94 and KRK Marine and Power Sports. Basically, we're giving away this lovely Hisense Strike, which maybe you've seen it out and about. But either way, you can get registered on air, too, at 10:20, 2:20, and 4:20 every single day on Y94 or in person. And we give that away the first week of September. So all summer, getting people registered for that. Thanks to Michelob Golden Light, driven by Muscadel Burns Ford. And shout out to the official hotel of Uncanceled Summer, Doubletree by Hilton and Homewood Suites, located in the West Fargo Conference Center. Of course, Scoop and Doe is the official ice cream shop of the Uncanceled Summer as well. Hisense Strike, I think the most expensive thing we've ever given away on Y94.
Yeah, and we've actually been pretty careful with it. We haven't really driven it around. We just look at it and touch it ever so often, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Be a nice ride. Good prize to win. So 10:20, 2:20, and 4:20 today. You text those keywords. As we slide into Vince Day Vince, the idea is that there's maybe here on a Monday morning something you want to gripe about at 237 hits, text 35270, and you just get it off your chest. You have a pet peeve, an annoyance, some sort of vent today. Jamie Mack.
Yeah, I want to vent, and this is like as a general whole, and I think everybody can agree with me, and this stems from me going to a business that is open all the time, but for randomly on Saturday, they were not open in the middle of the day, and I want to vent about this crazy labor shortage to the point where it has gone in it, so I cannot get my midday Saturday coffee that I wanted, and I know it affects everybody in every way, and there's always so many forms to it, but you hear businesses closing, and it's just a mess. This labor shortage is a mess. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how any of us do, but I'm just hoping it turns around soon because it's getting to be so frustrating for, you know, people going to these businesses, the people who are working at these businesses. It just sucks.
And it's when it affected your coffee that it was a problem for you, I feel like.
Yeah. I had to make my own. But, you know, like I'm sure a lot of people have been to like their favorite restaurants or like going to go get food somewhere and you're like, oh, close for staffing shortages.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, oh, where are the people?
There's a certain like demographic of people that I feel like has disappeared off the face of the earth. It's like the 18 to like, well, even maybe younger than that. When can you start working? 16? It's like the 16 to like 25.
Yeah.
Like, where did they go? Where are they?
I don't know where they are. And I think that, you know, they keep saying, oh, aliens are watching us.
Maybe they got taken by the aliens is what it is.
It's either that or maybe we can just like send up a request and say, hey, send us some people.
You know, not for nothing. I wouldn't say that we're dealing with a shortage by any means. I've just noticed this. Usually this time of year, there is like a line out the door of people banging on our door that are looking like the college students that are looking for whether it's like an internship, paid internship, part-time job kind of thing. And I don't think nobody's kind of organically popped up. So I don't know where they all are.
They've got to be somewhere. Is there like a private beach party that goes on Monday to Friday between 8 and 5 that we don't know about?
Which, by and by, if you're a college student in communications, you're looking for an internship or part-time job, you got literally no competition because nobody's banged on our door absolutely all summer long. Nobody.
Yeah, I think you just have to stop on in. And it's one of those things where, yeah, like, I'm assuming that it's going to get better. I mean, I'm sure this isn't the first time in history that there's been, like, staffing shortages across the world or across the state.
Sure.
But it's got to, you know, there's got to be a switch that flips eventually, right?
Here's what you do. If you are in a relationship, procreate as much as possible with your partner. So in, you know, 16, 18 years, we can replenish the workforce.
Is that what it is? We just have to make more people.
We got to make more people. It's our natural resources. People.
Get to work.
Get working.
Make those workers.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll take those interns, by the way. I'll teach you everything I know. It'll take a whole 30 minutes.
Apply at y94.com. That's where your email is, right?
Yeah, I would assume it's there somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably. I think it's just 0@y94.com. I've never emailed myself.
There we go. Actually, that is what your email is.
It would make logical sense. That's what it is. Vince, Dave, Vent, what you got?
You know what I can't deal with?
Huh?
Okay, I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but I cannot deal with, you know, like on Facebook or like social media in general, when people write the word first in the comments section. I mean, what the hell is that? You know, it's like, what are you saying? Are you just like you know, you're just showing it off. Who are you doing this for? Like the social media sphere or just the internet in general? I just think it's so stupid. It makes no sense. No one knows what you're actually referring to anyway. And I think anyone who does that is just an idiot. They need to stop.
I think they're just proud to be first.
Yeah.
Just proud to be number one. You've seen some text events day fans.
Yes. Somebody said, I'm tired of my babysitter constantly canceling on us. My husband and I both work full time, but it's every couple days. There's a reason why she can't have our two boys over there. It's getting to be so frustrating because then we have to sacrifice our job and our work commitments just so that they have care. Somebody else said, when you're planning your daughter's birthday party and ask for RSVP so you can plan for food, then the day of the party, a group of people cancel for no reason. That is annoying.
And sad, too.
Yeah.
Real sad. Is there anything you want to complain about today? Just something just grinding your gears. Vince Day, vent to 237 hits, text 35270, maybe a pet peeve, general annoyance. 8:25 in the morning as we play Charlie Puth, Attention, Y94.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you for you.
In the middle of your Vince Day, vents, Playhouse, Y94, what are we seeing?
Somebody said, I want to vent about my husband being so lazy when it comes to doing anything for our kids. I asked him to do some stuff while I was gone the other day, getting out groceries, actually stuff for my husband's lunch. I come back and he was sleeping on the couch, the kids running wild. This isn't just something that happens once in a while. It's every single day. I'm so over it. Somebody else said, I would have been about my mother-in-law. She told me she was going to come over and she was going to help me do some organizing to make sure that we are prepared for my daughter's graduation party at the end of the week. Well, she never ended up showing up and then told my husband that I ended up telling her not to come. She's just lazy and trying to find a way out of it. Somebody else said, I would have been about one of my coworkers. Every single day, all she brings is stinky food. She sits in the cubicle next to me and eats her food. I can hear her chomping and smell the fish that she's eating. She's disgusting.
Oh, that's very, you paint an attractive picture.
Yeah. Do you guys not have like a lunchroom? Can she eat in there?
That would be ideal. Vince Day vent.
Yes. I hate it when people smack. Chewing with your mouth open and you have food in your mouth is horrible. Learn some etiquette.
All right. Learn some etiquette. Vince Day vent. You want to complain about something?
I'm so sick of like cashiers and people that you have to check out with at like a store or whatever. They always have something that they want more money for. Do you want to donate to this or, you know, and whatever? And I was like, no, I want to buy the things I came here to buy and then I want to leave. And I don't want you to ask me for more money for anything. And I just, why can't you be a machine?
You know, it's tough, too, when they make you feel kind of, like, guilty a little bit. And you almost feel the need to be like, I was actually here, like, a day ago, 2-3 days ago when I donated. So I didn't want to donate again. I am a good person, I promise.
Yeah, you're doing somewhat a good thing. And by, like, you know, at least telling them, like, hey, I already did this. But you think a lot of times they're like, yeah, right.
Sure you did. Yeah, and then you feel, like, judged when you say no, even if you say something like that.
Yeah.
It's a tough go with things. Vince, Dave, Vince, as far as text, tweets.
Somebody said, we decided that we were going to be going out for lunch, my friend and I. I told her that I had to stick to a very careful diet that I'm on. It's for it to help my skin clear up. Well, we ended up going to a really greasy fast food place. I was annoyed because I already told her I didn't want to go there. Well, we get there and guess who forgets her wallet? It shows me for just having losers as friends all the time. Somebody else said, we're supposed to be going to the lake this weekend. My husband's sister and her kids were supposed to be coming as well. They ended up canceling last minute. They told us probably about 2 hours after we stocked up on over $400 worth of groceries for both of our families. Apparently, they knew the day before, but just forgot to tell us. People are so inconsiderate. Somebody else said, I would have vent about our neighbors. Their lawn is so disgusting. They leave it grow so long that's actually getting weeds into our yard. How can we do such a good job of keeping care of our yard to make sure our place looks good, but they ruin it because theirs is such a mess?
All right, grab a few more of these. There's something you just want to get off your chest. You're a little irritated about it. Your Vince Day Vince at 237. It's text 35270. Olivia Rodrigo. It's 194 Deja Vu. It's Playhouse, Y94, been doing your Vince Day vents. You want to gripe about something?
A huge pet peeve is when people don't empty the lint tray in a dryer because, like, they are lazy or they just forget. And it's like, I've lived with so many people who do not empty out the lint, and it drives me nuts.
And it's a fire hazard, too. You got to do it.
Major fire hazard.
Important stuff. Thank you so much. Text it, tweet it. Vince Day, Vince.
Somebody said, I want to vent about the people who walk their dogs without a leash. Do you not understand that it is not safe for your dog, but also for kids in our area? I see about 3 to 4 dogs a week just walk around by themselves with their owner there or not. It's annoying, and I always feel like I need to maybe call somebody on them. Somebody else said, I want to vent about how grocery stores prices keep going up constantly. It's getting so expensive to eat healthy. I guess mac and cheese is the only way to stay on budget. I also noticed a lack of produce at the stores recently.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's any fault of their own. I think it's just like, same thing, shortages, supply chain, like trying to get these things. But I was grocery shopping yesterday, and I am not kidding you, I could not find strawberries. I went to 3 stores for strawberries, and
they had nothing.
It was insane. I had to go with kiwis. Who eats kiwis?
Well, that's why I could find it, because who wants a kiwi?
Yeah.
And your Vince Day fan, hi.
So I may be one of the few people left on the planet who actually still like to read an actual book made out of paper. And I hate it when I'm somewhere reading a book on a plane or in a waiting room, and I'm very clearly reading, and somebody will try to talk to me. And it's like people have forgotten the etiquette of being around somebody who's reading. And they just think they're so used to interrupting people who are just playing on their phones that they think they can interrupt me while I'm reading. And it just drives me absolutely crazy.
I feel like, you know, somebody looking at a tablet or arguably even their phone, a book, having AirPods in or headphones, like there's universal signs for like, don't engage me in conversation unless absolutely necessary. And
yeah,
that would fall into that for sure.
100%.
Any final texted, tweeted, Vince Day, Vince?
Yeah, somebody said, I gave birth about 3 weeks ago, so congratulations.
Hey.
But we were told that we were going to be having a girl. I did an entire floral-themed bedroom. I ordered a bunch of girl clothes. At my baby shower, I received lots of gifts for a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out I had a baby boy. And we have all this stuff and an entire themed room gone to waste for it. It was our fault because we wanted to know as soon as possible. We maybe should have made sure that it was going to be a girl in the end. But hey, you still got a baby.
Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised at no point in that they caught, because you think just the technology these days, somebody would have noticed and be like, are you excited about your, you know, proper gender here?
I think you, and I don't know, I usually think it's pretty easy to tell the difference between a baby girl and a baby boy.
You'd think there'd be something they'd notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have missed this one.
Catch their eye. Celebrity Sizzler in less than 6 minutes, including Britney Spears, kind of unleashing the rage a little bit, and the job that Jenna Fisher got passed up on, and she's still a little annoyed about it.